Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Why do we got to make life so complicated? Why? Welcome back, my friend, Sam Crowley, to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So great to have you back and better than ever. Life is simple. We make it really, really complicated. Both hands in the air, by the way. I am the complicator, although I like to look at myself as the simplifier. But on occasion, yeah, I'll make it complicated. I want to talk about that on today's Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one show for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. If you're psychologically unemployable, come on in. Come on in. We'll leave the light on for you. Close that door behind you. Don't let any employees inside, at least the lifetime employee. This show is the anti-human resources podcast. All right. We are politically incorrect. We dream big. We take a lot of shots. We fail on a grand scale. I mean, massive failure is welcomed inside the Everyday Saturday community because we know one thing we gain wisdom. And man, it is so awesome to be free, to be free. So hey, I posted a photo on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, what's the matter with you? Are you all right? You feeling okay? At Everyday is Saturday, at Everyday is Saturday on Instagram. And I posted a picture this morning of summer of 1987. That would have made me 19 years old. Matter of fact, it was July 4th weekend of 1987. Niagara Falls, Canada. Let's see. I was 19, and I'm trying to think what the drinking age was in Canada in 1987. Oh, it was 19. Coincidence, I guess. So there was about eight of us boys that went up from Bradford, PA, about a two-hour drive to Canada. And spent the night, and there's a photo on Instagram today I put out there of me and my buddy Fletcher. And I'm trying to think, and the caption I put out there was, I cannot think of a more simpler time in my life than the summer of 1987. And a side note to the photo, when you get out there on my Instagram and you actually see it, I'm working my Miami Vice groove really hard. I'm wearing a pink shirt with aqua shorts, but the shorts go down to my knee, so it actually looks like I'm wearing aqua pants with a pink shirt and my Tom Cruise Risky Business sunglasses. So just kind of get that visual working in your mind and think about, yeah, what was going on back in the 80s, and you'll play right along with all of that. But I used to think that was a really complicated time in my life. You know, oh my God, college is so hard, and I got to do this summer job I got to work at, and man, I'm living in my mom's house, and she's not making me three squares, and oh, geez, I got to get up at 7 a.m. and go to work at the Parks Department all summer. Oh, my God, and I got to work till 4 o'clock. By the way, my wage was $4.25 an hour, and minimum wage was about $3.60 at the time, $3.80 maybe. So, yeah, I was definitely overpaid for what I did. But I thought life was really complicated, but now I look back at 1987, and I'm like, man, would I love to take a time machine back for just a little while to relive the 80s. But then I used to think the 90s was complicated. I got my first job in the corporate world, all this responsibility. I got my first mortgage in 1994, February of 1994. My God, in 1994, 26 years to the week. Was it February 13th of 94? Damn. It was right around this exact same time. Closed on my first home in North Tonawanda, New York, suburb of Buffalo. And I thought, holy cow, man, a mortgage. If I mean, I can come up with a good reason to the landlord when I was renting why the rent was late. Can't do that with a mortgage company, man. That thing's late. Bye-bye. So all of these things. And now in 2020, don't we think life is really complicated right now? But then we're going to get to be 20 years past this through the grace of God that we actually lived that long. We're going to look back thinking, man, my 40s, my 50s. What a simple time. You know how I know this? You know how I know? Ask me how I know, how I know. How do you know? See, I know this because of the 80-year-olds that are in my Bible study every Monday night. 70 and 80-year-olds. I'm the youngest by a long shot in the in our Bible study. And they tell me, man, oh, the 50s? Oh, my 50s were great. And a lot of the times they're actually talking about the 1950s as well, thinking about how great that was. And life was simple back then. See, every time we get far enough removed from something, we look back and really look at it with fond memories. And when you're starting a business, for example, you're going to put in all this time. Have you ever started anything brand new, whether it was a business or a nonprofit, or maybe you were involved in some theatrical, arts? That's always takes a lot of work to get the, you know, putting together a play or a musical or anything like that. If you're in the corporate world, putting together some sort of sales kickoff, I mean, it doesn't matter. When you're in the middle of it, you're like, oh my God, this is so hard. Oh, is this ever going to end? All I want to do is just put this thing together and be done with it and move on so I can see the benefit. Isn't that the truth? Hey, look, it's no different when you're building an entrepreneurial career either. When you're in the middle of it, you don't ever appreciate the process. You're always thinking about the bills that got to get paid, the money you don't have, all the stress you got to do, things that aren't working, especially in the internet world where everything is designed to work based on the other plugin that you got working with it. And a lot of the time it doesn't work, especially when you're first building it out, you know? And that's why I work with people one-on-one, because you wouldn't believe the amount of stress that goes into, oh my God, I don't know what my message is and how am I going to make money and I really want to monetize what I'm passionate about. Yeah, oh, by the way, you got to put all these things together on the tech side and also, you know, book a speaking career and get with promoters. I can't do it. I'm done. You know, I spontaneously combust in my chair. So that's the value that I bring as far as, look, I've said it 1,000 times, man. You don't want me changing a light bulb in your house. You don't want me doing any painting or any DIY stuff. You know, you don't want me talking to any of your friends and people that you hold in high regard because I'll say something inappropriate. But the one thing you definitely want me a part of your team is you want me building your message out. It's the one thing I'm really good at, okay? The other thing I'm really good at is 80s music trivia. So, you know, if you ever find yourself in need of a coach for that, let me know as well. But that's why, you know, you need to have this mindset when you first start something that you really got to appreciate it. Because when it's difficult to see the picture when you're in the frame. Would you agree with that statement that it's difficult to see the picture when you're in the frame? But when you step outside of the frame and you're looking at that photo, just like I was looking at that photo after I posted on Instagram, I can tell you exactly what I was doing 4th of July weekend in 1987. I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday because that picture brought me back right to that time. And now that I'm 51 years old, oh my God, I'm so old. I'm thinking, man, I just want to think about when I'm 61 years old. By the way, when I'm 61 years old, I'm going to have a 15-year-old. My God. I mean, I'm 61 years old with a 15-year-old. I'm going to be 64 when Susan graduates high school. Are you kidding me? Mike, I'm the Frank Gifford of Ohio. This is ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to look back when I'm 61 at this time of my life when I think, oh, I've got 4 kids. I got one in college. I got one in preschool. And I got 2 in high school. This is so complicated, running a family of 6, blah, 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 blah. But I've got wisdom now to be able to look back and think, this, I really need to enjoy this time of my life. I'm gonna do everything I can to enjoy it, okay? And that's what I want you to do. No matter how complicated you think things are right now, you need to look at situations in your life, the health that you have, the health that your family has, the wisdom you have now. I mean, everything that you've got, a lot of these intangible things that you can't look at and click on your bank account and see all those decimal points and comma. And by the way, we compare ourselves religiously to other people and their success. And why can't we have? You don't want, because I'm telling you that more money, more problems is a real thing. I don't care what anybody, they're lying to you. They're lying, especially when money is an idol, I-D-O-L, especially when money is an idol to you and you worship it and you need to have more and more and more. The only thing that's going to happen when you have more and more and more is you're going to worry about losing it. And you got to have more, because now that you caught up with Susie and John and the Joneses next door and you got that big house that they got, now you got to get to the next level. That's not good enough. It's never good enough when money's an idol. That's why when I coach people I work with, we never, I mean, of course we talk about monetizing what it is you're passionate about, But that is never, ever the main focus, because your product's going to suck, first of all. If you're putting together any kind of service or product or message and it's all around, I'm putting this together because I need to make this much money off it, the output's going to absolutely tank and your clients are going to hate you. But when you reverse engineer it and say, what would make my target market the happiest and how can I serve them? And this isn't some just fluffy thing. This is real. Then you reverse engineer that and you charge accordingly. All right. That's how you make that quote unquote every day is Saturday money, and with the lifestyle that comes with it. And hey, look, if your lifestyle is driving around a minivan because you're happier than a pig in slop and your kids are healthy and, you know, you're making enough to pay the bills and have a lifestyle with freedom. Look, some people are independently wealthy. They're making $2,500 a month because their bills are $500 a month. You know, other people, it costs $100,000 a month to be independently wealthy. It's a subjective term based on your lifestyle. So never look at somebody else and say, oh, they got it so much better because they're driving an expensive car. Yeah, their car payment's $1,500 a month. I mean, you know what I mean? So don't get caught up in that. Let's rewind it back. Enjoy today. Enjoy these moments, because you're going to look back on them 10 years from now thinking of how damn simple life was. All right. So with that said, get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. I will call you, I promise, and we'll get your movement launched ASAP from me. Let's get it out. All right. Have the best day of all.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.